welcome to the HelpNet Security Podcast. My name is Anthony Alves from Core Security Technologies. Today I'm going to be talking to you about vulnerability management, some of the things you should consider, and some of the things you should consider when doing or performing vulnerability management. Vulnerability management is really about risk assessment. So when you're doing vulnerability management, there are several things or several layers that you need to consider. Aside from just doing things such as vulnerability scanning, you need to consider patching, change control, change management, policies. So the first step really would be creating policies, a set of policies in which says for your users, for your administrators, what are the acceptable usage for the computers, for the networks. Even before the systems get to the users, what is the policy when you create a new system for a user? What is their access rights? Are they running as administrator? Are they running as a simple user? What sorts of things can they do on that system? And then from there, once the system is deployed, how do you keep that system up to date? So really, vulnerability management is a very, very broad spectrum of things that you need to consider. Once these systems are out there, you have a way to keep these systems up to date, make sure they're patched, the users understand what their acceptable usage is, things they can do, things they can't do. How do you continue to make sure that those systems are being updated properly and the users are actually adhering to the policies that have been put in place? From there, you look at doing things such as vulnerability scanning. So taking your network, assessing the network from a standpoint in which if a user is going to or someone's going to attack the network, what are the things that have been exposed? When you apply those patches, are they getting applied properly? Are the users opening emails that they shouldn't be opening? Are they doing things that are against your policies? And then there's lots of different solutions you can use for performing that vulnerability management, different tools you can use, whether it's an open source tool, which you can download for free, but may not be up to date or have any support, or it's a tool you actually pay for. It's a commercial tool which is updated very regularly, gives you support, gives you training. What is the budget you have for doing your vulnerability management? Once you have those tools, it's different types of tools you can have. Is it a hardware tool? Is it something you have to purchase, a box or a unit, which you plug into the network and you can log on to and access from various locations? Or is it a software tool which is installed on a single system, which can then be used, moved around the network, and tested from a software standpoint? So various different things you can use with this. When we're looking at performing the defensive side of things of vulnerability management, such as IDS and IPS, are you just looking to prevent people from attacking your systems from the outside, or do you look at providing these sorts of defenses on the inside as well? Again, the statistic I think still holds that 80% of all attacks or successful attacks happen from inside the network. It's a trusted user who's on the network, a disgruntled employee, or someone who just has nothing better to do than fish around and see what's available, what's open to them on the network. Can they get to the HR site, maybe see who their coworkers' pay scales are? Can they get to the executives' systems? So vulnerability management really encompasses a very large, broad range of tools, whether it's, again, a hardware box, a software solution, policies, procedures. So when you're considering vulnerability management, you want to make sure that you have all these things in place, understanding what the impact is to the network, and then making sure that you have the budget available for providing these sorts of tools and processes and procedures for your vulnerability management session. So just a little bit of information about vulnerability management. Thank you all, and we'll talk to you again soon.